Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit, He is mightily moving, helping those that want to know Him to know Him. And He has so much to say and share to us, His people. He wants us to know what He's doing. He wants us to be aware and attentive to His perfect will. He always has. The problem is, people have not always listened from the heart. And the Lord made me aware of something recently. I was in the shower not long ago. I put in insulation in my attic today. And so after I was done for the day, I took a shower. And while I was showering, the Lord said that those who do not follow Him, the reason that they don't is because they did listen to seducing spirits. And when He said that to me, I never thought about it that way. I thought that people were just not in the habit. But see, the way this works is, when you believe something that is of God, you have to When God makes you aware of something, whether it's the Word of God or the Holy Spirit brings something to your attention and make you aware of it, knowledge is at war with knowledge. The knowledge of God is at war with the deception of Satan. But see, the reason I say knowledge is at war with knowledge is because deception comes in the name of knowledge. The Antichrist is coming. He's coming and he's going to cause people to believe that he's in place of Christ. He's anti-Christ. He's not of Christ, but he's going to say that he is. So knowledge is at war with knowledge. The reason I put it that way is because people categorize deception into what they believe is of Satan. And people categorize the knowledge of God in whatever it is they believe. So whether you realize it's deception or not, if it's of Satan, it is against what God is saying. It's the opposite, and it comes in the name of being God's will. So we have to consider the wisdom of God, and we have to receive His word and do His perfect word and reject every lie of Satan. But we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not just half of it, not just part of it, not just a speck of it, but a man should not live by bread alone, Jesus said, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the deception that people believe interferes with how you believe God when He's telling you something. In other words, if God tells you to do something and you're afraid to do it, whatever you choose to do, that's where your allegiance is, whether it's the heart of God's will or your fear. And people act on their fear, even though they want to act on God's word, but if they're afraid and act on that, their allegiance is at their fear, or their doubt, or their unbelief, or the way that they were trained. And sometimes the way people is trained, or the way people were trained, is seduced doctrine. It's a doctrine of the devil. Why would people say, and we can point things out, but there are so many of them. If God can't tell you to do something and you can't carry it out, there's a reason for it. And the Lord just dropped the curtain on it. He just showed me what it is. Well, He just pulled the curtains back and I see it for what it is. And I've been preaching and following God since the 90s, when the Lord first made me aware of it. I've been faithful to tell people that the biggest problem is His people don't follow Him. Now, that should have got people's attention and caused them to wake up. Jesus put it this way: if my word abide in you, my word, not Satan's word, my word abide in you, and your word, and you abide in me, you'll ask what you will to be done. And He also said that if you abide in the vine, you'll bear fruit. But that also means if you're disconnected from the vine, you can't bear fruit. And the fruit you bear will be wrong fruit. Because He also said that you'll know a true prophet by the fruit And a false prophet can't bear good fruit. And a true prophet can't bear false fruit. An apple tree don't bring forth peaches. We have to stay. What spirit are we of? If you see, people have, they're convinced, just because a man is convinced of his doctrine, he'll call that the knowledge of God. All right, that's fair enough. Until it don't work, because God's word work, lies don't. God's word work, deception can't work. I'm just pointing out, deception will interfere with how you see God. And it'll put you in another category. And the Lord will tell you to do something, and you'll give him reasons why you can't do it. Without considering the wisdom. God of all, if he tell you to do something or call you to an office, he's already planned it out. You passed tests, you've done, up to this point, you did what it would take for God to call you. And some people, God selected you from birth. And you know, Lester Sumrall was of that sort. God selected you from birth. But he was faithful. So, we need to be faithful to God. We owe every man the love of God. And we should. That's our reasonable service. You know, there's a storm outside, you may hear it. But nevertheless, when you follow God, you change the facts on the ground where you are. Now, God put people, he did many things to get you born. He's not just our Savior, he's our Creator and he's our King. Now, it's up to us to, if we walk in his ways and do his word, then he's our King. If you obey him, he's your King. And as a Creator, he has every right to tell you to do something. Now, with Lester Sumrall, he showed him a vision of people from other countries falling off a cliff, pulling their hair out, falling into the fire. And he told him to go. And he didn't want to go. He said, I don't even like those people. And the Lord said, if you don't go, you're going to die. Now, let's analyze something. Now, the Lord gave me inside information about sowing and reaping. If he give you to do something to do as God, as your Creator, and you say, I'm not going to do it, do you own yourself or does he own you? Now, he was a Christian. So, if you're a Christian, you know, it's your reasonable service to be, you were saved by grace and mercy. You know, God had mercy on us and saved us. He gave us something that we didn't deserve, and he threw away our destruction, which we did deserve. That's mercy. And he gave you something to do. There's a sin of commission. There's a sin of omission. Now, if he didn't go, the blood of those people would have been on his hands, spiritual debt would have been on his life, and he would have lost his right to live on this planet. I know that we're not saved by works, but when God designed you for something, just like Jeremiah was called from the womb, he was designed for that day. He was a priest and he was a prophet. So he that's why he lived in Anathoth. He was a priest. He was a Levite in Anathoth. And also Ezekiel was a priest and a prophet. So he's got a double office. And the Lord designed Jeremiah to raise kingdoms up and throw kingdoms down. And he did so. Did it right too. Did a good job. And he did not like what he had to do. He didn't want to see his country fall. Who does? And they called him the weeping prophet. But he did his job. And many people lived because of it. Now, Daniel did what he did because Jeremiah did what he did. So if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's going to interfere with what somebody else is set up to do. There's a lot involved in this. And so many people have turned their shoulder against. They ran away from what God wanted them to do. Yet they did something that they wanted to do or felt comfortable with. Because when a seducing spirit speaks, once you believe his doctrine, it comes in disguise. And once you believe it, and act on it, and instead of doing what God said to do, then you're not connected to the vine in that thing. You're not connected to the head. You're not connected to Christ and His will. You're connected to your will and what you believe because of interference. Interference will hold you back every time. That's why those who follow God must be trained. Sometimes we train in what we believe is true, and just because people, you know, many good men of God believe things that's absurd, like healing went out with the apostles, or God stopped calling apostles and prophets. When we clearly need, we desperately need the fivefold ministry. And because we need the fivefold ministry, God gave it. Now, God didn't stop calling anybody. Until Christ comes, He's going to be calling people to every office. And He'll raise them up. This happened before. That was a 400-year gap between the prophets, and then that was they had no, that Israel didn't have prophetic words. Now God always had a remnant, and that was always a remnant. And I'm sure God had prophets, but He didn't send them to dead people. He sent His prophets to people that would receive warning. And there was always a remnant, even in those 400 years between Malachi and the gospel. So what I'm saying is, God always has a remnant. But when mainstream go cold and won't listen, God has a plan against the demonic activity that they do agree with. And that goes for the church too, because, you know, Jesus said many will take heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Many will take heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and they won't stop. Because, you know, when you should go with God, that's what you're supposed to do. That's the order of the day. But when people won't take heed and won't listen to God, They're listening to something, and there's a reason for it. So, when the Lord gives us warning and guidance, we have to be on one accord. We have to get on one accord with His perfect will. We don't have time to live the dramatized life of an otherwise doctrine. We have to go forward. There's always resistance against the perfect move and plan of God. Now, good men of God that I've been blessed by believe things that's just not right. Not only in certain denominations, but in all of them. Now, if He come to a man of God and say, do this, then, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, when people have something that they do believe, it can take allegiance over what God is trying to reveal. And many people don't know this. God is very merciful with His people, and He loves His people. But there's a strong need. People need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you don't receive what He's saying, there's a reason for it. And people will live if you take time and listen to what He's saying. You'll be able to, and you have to have all the adjustments done, and you have to be prepared by the Lord, and you have to, you know, He has to work with us to get us to the point. And then He's going to reveal to us what to do. He has to have our attention. Now, once He made me aware of it, once I was made aware of it, I paid God more attention. Now, he helped me with a problem I had. I referred to this many times, and it caused me to make a vow. I asked Him something about business, because I kept having the same problem over and over and over again for years. And this was in 88. I started my business in 86. See, in February of 1986, I started Hamby's Mobile Auto Service. So, in 1988, I was having problems, and I just kept having the same recurring problem. And you know, if you know, if you listen to me a lot, you've heard this before, but bear with me from the listeners. I said, "Lord, what do I do?" And He showed me what to do, and I knew that it would work. It was easy to entreat that wisdom that God had given. I knew I was safe. I knew it was going to work, and I knew I was going to prosper, and I did. And it became a turning point because of what God said after that. When He told me what to do, I said, "Wait a minute, Lord, You knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me then? I could have avoided so many problems, and I would have made more money." And he said something pivotal. He said, "When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. He can't. When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father." This means that I said, what else am I missing out on? So I started seeking the Lord, but I said, "You know what, Lord?" And I wanted to end my leaning to my own understanding, because I knew that there was a lot I needed to know. And when He told me that, I made a vow. I said, "Lord, I'm going to obey You. I'm just going to trust You, and I'm going to rely on You. I'm going to obey You, whether I like it. When I want to do what You say do, I'm going to listen. When I don't want to do what You say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to do what You say, whether I like it or not. Even if I hate it, I'm going to obey You." That's a vow. And I meant it, and I still mean it. But what happened after that, the Lord gave me instructions, and every time He told me to do something, I didn't have a choice. I had to obey Him. When I felt like I was looking stupid, I still had to obey God. When I felt like I would be misunderstood, which I was, I had to obey God. When I felt like my reputation was on the line, I had to obey God. When God gave me a word for people and I thought, and the devil said, "Yeah, you're going to look stupid. They're not going to want to receive it." I had to obey God. And a lot of times I had to make myself obey Him. And every time, and I mean every time, it was better than I thought it would be. God exceeded all of my expectations, and all of my fears and all the lying, doubtful dispositions that I had, I would have missed God's perfect plan if I had given heed to that jump. Now, the Lord, after that, in 1990, He taught me about, I kept drawing near to the Lord, and I kept obeying Him. And that puts you in a category to learn more. That's why I'm doing this broadcast. I'm doing it at God's command. And He showed me today that the reason people don't follow Him, and I have wondered this for a long time, I said, what's wrong? It's obvious. To me, everything God told me was easy to be entreated, just like what He told me to help me in my business. And I said, people that love the Word should know this. I felt like I was wasting my time telling some people what I'm about to say. Follow God. And I said, well, they're going to think I'm crazy, because I know that it seems to me, and in my opinion, that they were doing all they knew to do. And I felt like I was preaching to the choir in most cases, but I didn't see what God saw. I saw a few things, but I saw it from my point of view, not God's, which is a whole lot lower than what God has seen. And He saw the future. God evaluates everything. He sees the future. He knows the past. He knows where you're going. He knows where you're headed. He knows why. He knows what you've received as truth. He knows what you've received as truth, but it's a lie. He knows what you've received as truth, and it is true, and there's more of it to come. He knows all of this. And He knows your heart. He hears your prayers. He responds to your prayers. He responds to your praying in tongues. He responds to your desires. And he'll give you something to do based on those things. But sometimes it's not in the scope of what you've been taught, what you understand, what you see right now. And he'll prepare you to solve greater problems that you don't even know about yet. So the only way to bear fruit and keep bearing fruit is to grow from glory to glory and obey the Holy Spirit as he gives you guidance. And there is interference because Satan knows he sealed up the sun. He was very wise. Now that don't mean he was the wisest one God made. People take that wrong. He was wise. He was given much wisdom, just like Solomon was given much wisdom. But he was given wisdom. Solomon was given wisdom. But David grew from glory to glory to get his. Solomon was given his all at once. Jesus came as a baby. He had to learn everything. He came as a man. He had to learn. He had to go by the scriptures and believe that who he was and who the scriptures said he was. He had to believe God on every detail from glory to glory. But Satan, Lucifer, not Satan, was given his knowledge. And I don't know the protocols of angels, but I have always assumed that God just give them knowledge from the time he first creates them. I don't know their protocol. So it's not fair to say that is doctrine. That's just the way I understood it. Now, God can take a man and download a book in him. He did me that way when I wrote The Cost of Freedom. Now, he had given me a series of dreams and visions and conversations for years. And he told me to write a book. And I knew what the book was about. And I took about two steps. I was walking away from my toolbox at work. And before I took two steps, I knew what to write in that book, word for word. He downloaded what he wanted me to write about every vision, that the visions he wanted me to use and the conversations and the dreams he wanted me to use. And in the order that they were supposed to be in. I took two steps and I knew what to write from the time and it took me about a month or so to write it. And I wrote it. I wrote a page every day. On most days, sometimes more, and it still took a while to write. And it's not the longest book in the world, but I never had writer's block. Every time I wrote when I had time to write it, and then I had to get it typed. Now, this book is on livingletterministries.com, and one day I might put it on the new livingletters.com, but it's on my old website in present time. Nevertheless, he downloaded that book. Now, and I agreed with him. I wrote the book. I finished that assignment, and I published it on the website, and it's free. So all my material is free. I don't charge a dime for any of it. So many preachers have muddied the waters with the way that they do. I just made all mine free, Jesus said, free to receive, free to give. And I didn't want to charge people for a message that belongs to them. I tried to patent the engine that I made that God gave me wisdom on. And I was going to get rich from it and give the book away, but that didn't fall through because I didn't have the money to patent it and I stopped investing in it. Nevertheless, God opened another avenue and it's on the website, but you got to go in there and get it. If you don't go in there and get it, you won't have it. So, and I tell people about it. I'm on radio broadcast from time to time. I talk about it. Nevertheless, I did the assignment, and God always, he doesn't waste. If he wouldn't waste bread fragments, he's not going to waste an assignment that you did in his name. And the Lord is also strategic in all that he do. He's giving his good knowledge, his knowledge, revival knowledge to people that love him. And he's hiding his face from people that hide their face from him. People that won't listen to him and won't obey him and keep on running from his will, he stopped giving them information. So when God stopped talking, that should be a sign, that's indicative that something is wrong. If God can't, if he's not talking to you every day, if he's not giving you wisdom continually, something is not right. And it's not him. It's us. If we don't draw, if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. If we ignore him, he'll ignore us. To the merciful, he'll show himself merciful. To the froward, he'll show himself froward. So running from the Holy Ghost is not a good idea. It's a dumb idea. And the things that we believe as truth, and it's not, can hinder us from receiving more truth or the truth. It's just like a person that's a Muslim, for instance. That doctrine got them in jail. And I like the way a born-again Muslim, she was a Muslim, and then the Lord saved her. And the Lord said to her, Islam is demonic. And the Muslims, the people, they're victims. They're trapped. And the only way to spring the trap is present them with more light. Some people are sincere. And Jesus have appeared to millions of people in Iran. And I knew this was going to happen back in around 94. He told me that thou that now this is what he said to me back then in the early in between 92 and 94. He said the day will come, and I wrote it down in my notebook somewhere. It's in the notebook word for word, because I used to write down what God would tell me. And he said that the day will come where 1,000 people would get saved every hour. Now every hour, that's 24 hours a day. Every hour, 1,000 people get saved. 1,000 people. And not, wait a minute now. It don't stop. 1,000 people will get saved an hour. He didn't say when it would stop. But we know it'll stop when he take his people off earth, or when he come back. 1,000 people every day. That's a lot of people in a very short.